Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back to Movement, a running podcast with our own very in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. We're on to the 19th episode. Welcome, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am, and welcome back, all the listeners.
So the first question is from Khurram Habib from New Delhi, who's asking, do you think that the air quality in Delhi around this time and maybe later in the winters is conducive for running? Will it not be more harmful to run now?
Yeah, so the air in Delhi has gone from bad to worse and there's no shying away from it. Having said that, rather than having someone sit on his or her royal backside versus getting out there, I would always say, please get on moving. There are these green belts, you know, really lungs of Delhi that are there, or any other city for that reason. That should be some place that we should really, if you haven't seen them or don't know, find out right. More about them. In Delhi, there are places like Jhapana Park, Sanjeevan, and in Bangalore, like a Kabban Park. So there are these very, very good areas which are very green and are good to run. And in spite of the traffic that'll be around, you know, right. You can always run there. So road running, especially on main roads with heavy traffic, is definitely not a good idea during winters. Mm. So please take care of that. So you have to measure, you know, the good and the bad here and just go for it then.
Right. So the next question is from Ashutosh Saxena from New Delhi, who again wants to know how to prevent knee pains in runners.
Right, so this is something that, you know, we'll constantly keep getting, whether on this podcast or me as a, you know, doctor dealing with all this. Let's prevent rather than just cure such things. So gradually build up your distances. First, focus on just time on feet. Strength training is very important. We've spoken enough about, squats and glute muscle activity and, you know, calf muscles and all that.
Right.
So strengthening is going to be very, very important. So now that is the long-term thing. Now, for short-term, you need to be wearing more appropriate shoes. Mm. And, if you are someone who overpronates, because that will lead to knee pain as well, you need to be wearing stability shoes from good brands like Adidas, Nike, ASICS. So, as I said, start running slow, gradually increase your distance and speed, and, you know, there's a very, very good chance that knee pain will not happen. But strength training is super crucial.
Great. The next question is from Freddie Francis from Mumbai, who's saying that inhaling, exhaling through the mouth during running. So does this impact the body performance?
Yeah, so this is a question very frequently asked, this whole thing about breathing, how to breathe nose-mouth. So while you're not exerting and maybe sitting in an AC room right now, wherever you are, it's completely fine. Please focus on just breathing in or inhaling through the nose and mouth for exhaling. But when you're running, especially when you're exerting, doing your interval training or tempo
right.
also, you primarily need that air to get in with some oxygen. I honestly wouldn't mind too much if it's through the mouth also. Mm. Of course, inhaling through the nose is better and, again, no arguing with that one. But mouth is okay too, because more importantly, you need the oxygen. I suggest practicing exhaling more than inhaling. Mm. So when you exhale, what actually happens is your lungs are working like vacuumized balloons. Mm. And what's happening is when you exhale, it'll almost automatically want to inhale after that. So there's lesser effort. So simply focus on that one, just exhaling part, and then inhale will automatically happen from the nose. So work on that really.
Great. So coming to the Mythbuster of the week, so is stretching crucial before running? Because everybody seems to be doing something and, you know, they're doing different things. So what about stretching?
Yeah, so that's, again, you go to a race or, you know, even otherwise for a morning run and people are doing their own kind of stretches. But several studies now over long periods, like 17 years and more, mm-hmm. have shown that stretching barely has any benefits pre-run. And one stretch that I like to suggest, and I'm not even saying it has anything to do with preventing injuries, is actually side bending. So you're just standing and you're bending to the side. The whole idea is the muscles around the chest, around over the lungs and all that, they become stiff and, you know, lung expansion is limited. So
right.
that is directly connected to efficiency, you know, mm-hmm. how much are the lungs expanding when you run. Mm-hmm. That's the only stretch I talk about, but otherwise, no, there's no need to be stretching till ever.
So that's another myth busted. What is the exercise of this week?
Right, so rather than again going with exercise, you know, we are already on episode 19th.
Right.
And my issue in clinic is we doctors, physios would give a lot of exercise, and most people do a lot of exercise and do a lot of wrong exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So idea is, can we just go back to doing my favorite exercise, the squat, properly? It is not done enough by runners, but squats is very important because it functionally works very well with your glutes, your butt, your quads, your hamstring, your calves. Please do that. Do from 15 to 30, 7 times a day, throughout the day if you could. And again, focus on technique. You know, go slow, just keep working on that. Down the line, you'll thank me when, you know, your performance is getting better and other people are getting injured. So squats, keep on with that.
Great. So moving on to the running schedule for this week.
Yeah, so carrying on with the three focus runs throughout the week that we do. So on weekend, it'll be as slow as you like. So warm up with a 2 to 3 minute easy walk, then do a 1 minute brisk walk followed by a 7 minute jog. Now, what we're changing is I've reduced the time from an 8 to a 7 versus last time.
Right.
But what I want is repeat this 8 to 10 times. So we are asking you to do it more frequently or more times. And in 60 to 80 minutes, you know, just focus on just time on feet, not on speed or anything like that. And be very soft on feet. Keep your breathing easy, easy in, easy out. Just focus on that. Then on a Tuesday or so is a tempo run, 10 minute nonstop run, 3 to 4 repeats that you do. And just keep repeating this. And the whole idea is be soft on your feet. Keep your breathing easy. Of course, you're trying to run faster than what your long run is. So that's a tempo run. Then is interval training. Here, start off with a 1 minute easy warm up, kind of a, you know, like a slow jog or maybe even a brisk walk.
Right.
So that's what you start with. And then you pick up the run and you're running 5 minutes as fast as you can. Keep the constant pace throughout those 5 minutes.
Mm.
And then rest again for a minute or so, and then repeat again 7 to 8 times. Now, this is super crucial. This will improve your speed. But what I would request is the last repeat that you do should be as fast as the first one that you would have done. So do it at a pace that you can keep up over
right.
7 to 8 repeats. And then again, 2 to 3 times a week, maybe you can go for another 20, 30 minute walk jog combination.
Great. So moving on to the story of the week. This week, it's about Varun Khandelwal from Delhi. So tell us about him.
Yes, so Varun's a patient slash running friend, if I can call him.
Okay.
And his running story is that he first ran his ADHM last year in a 2 hour, 28 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his first half marathon, very excited, very happy. And then it was like, when does he do his full marathon? And he was on top of the world, decided to run a full marathon in February 2016, but it wasn't to be. He got injured. He could not even run 2 kilometers after having done Delhi half marathon in November last year. So he tried various home remedies, physios, but nothing was working. He had muscle imbalance, tight iliotibial band and shin splints, just pain everywhere kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when he met me in June this year. And many acupuncture needles, squats and other exercises later, he's now planning to run the Delhi half marathon now.
Okay.
So the point really is he ran last year and now suddenly not able to do too much of running in between. Now he's running. And the reason I'm sharing his story is because we all think that life is going to be very in a very linear fashion that will move forwards. But it doesn't almost always happen like that. It's always like a up and down kind of a thing.
Right.
So I think build your base solid. Have strength training and running happening. Gradually keep increasing it. Don't just try to do too much too soon. And, you know, that's what happened in this case.
Right. So moving on, what are the running events which are close to us in this coming week?
Yeah, so on 30th of October, this Sunday, there's a Trivandrum marathon where there's a full half and a 10K. There's a Vizag marathon where there's a half, 11 and a 3 kilometer run. And then in Hyderabad, there's Decathlon anniversary 10K that's happening. So in various cities, various events that are
right.
on. The big one in Delhi for us would be in 20 odd days on 20th of November. So please, please, please. If you are doing that, train. If you get hurt, you know where I am. So, and then 15 Jan, the big Bombay Marathon happens where people are traveling from across India. Please, please, you need to be really be training by now.
Great. So also to remind race organizers to get in touch with us if you'd like your events mentioned on the podcast. Thank you, Dr. Chauhan, and see you next week.
Thank you, ma'am.